Congressional leaders from both parties met today with President Bush at the White House to talk about ways to help the economy. While there is general agreement that an economic package is needed soon, proposals for what exactly should be included and how big it should be are still being debated. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Emerging from his meeting with the president, House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt was categorical. Any effort to stimulate the economy, he said, should focus on getting people back on their feet.
We need consumers out buying things, we need companies buying things, and we need to deal with a displaced worker problem. We've got thousands of people going out of work through no fault of their own, and a lot of them can't even get unemployment insurance right now, and a lot of them surely can't afford to pay for any health insurance.
And it's not just Democrats calling for such assistance. White House officials now say they're willing to cooperate with Congress in helping displaced workers. Measures they say might stabilize the economy include extended unemployment benefits and health insurance assistance. Democrats say a temporary cut in payroll taxes would also help. But Senator Phil Graham, a Texas Republican, said today this is the perfect time for a cut in the capital gains tax.
It makes total economic sense, whereas many of the proposals being made to simply drop money out of airplanes for all practical purposes make no sense. Secondly, it goes into effect immediately when you announce it rather than 2 years later with public works.
But when a top economic advisor to the president testified today at a hearing of the Senate Budget Committee, he said nothing about trimming the capital gains tax. Instead, Glenn Hubbard, who chairs the Council of Economic Advisors, said what's most important is to boost overall confidence in the economy.
A policy focus on uncertainty, the so-called hardening of the American economy against terrorist intrusions, will be an important linchpin in the institutional setting for restoring confidence. This kind of security is not merely physical, it's also economic. For example, we need to pay close attention to the need for financial insurance against increased risks and how to help private insurance markets work better.
Hubbard said he opposed what he called bailouts that attempt to preserve a lost status quo. Instead, he pointed to the $40 billion worth of income tax rebates recently mailed out to taxpayers as a path to follow.
That tax cut is a model for further policies to address transitional shortfalls in consumption demand. For example, accelerating some or all of the tax law changes for individuals would be stimulative, as well as good tax policy and long-term budget responsible.
Hubbard made no recommendation on how big an economic stimulus package should be, but House Majority Leader Dick Armey said today it should be as much as $150 billion. That's $50 billion more than what Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan thinks might be needed. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle today urged Congress to be careful not to harm the economy over the long run.
We are worried about exploding costs. We're worried about the very real possibility that we could be exacerbating not only the loss of surplus, but a deficit situation for the first time in several years. So we need to be concerned about the size. I don't think we've come to any agreement yet.
Whatever lawmakers do end up agreeing on, they all say a stimulus package must have an immediate impact on boosting the economy. And for it to have that effect, Congress will have to act soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.